This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, West Michigan. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill, create a little grill envy. We got a guest in the studio with us today, Buzz Holtvler from Standale Lumber, and we're talking decks today. And he's going to help us walk through the building of a new deck. So let's get right at that. So, Buzz, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, we were just talking in the last segment about the new nailer, that's a fastening system, the advantages of that. But so we've got our deck stripped down. We've got to make a decision on whether we're going to use composite or we're going to use real wood. And I think there's advantages to and disadvantages probably to each. The disadvantage on the composite, my thought is the cost.
Yep. Well, it may be a larger investment up front, but after 5 years of maintaining, working, cleaning, restaining your other deck, you've already spent that money that you would have spent on a composite deck.
So. Exactly. And you'll never be as happy with wood as you will with that composite.
No, I'm a wood guy, but my wood deck,
but when it
one
comes
is gone,
to it, yeah, I'm with you, man.
Coming.
I'm with you. I have spent so much money staining my deck. It's I'd have had a composite, and
deck
I wouldn't be redoing it like I have to do now. Mine's shot.
How do I clean a composite deck? But we're going to build one, but let's talk about cleaning it a little bit.
Clean a composite deck, most of them just a mild soap and water solution. Spray it on, brush it, hose it off.
Yep. Once or twice a year and you're good.
Maybe, if that. Depends on how much shade you got. You get a little, most of them don't promote any mold or mildew growth. Some of the older ones do, but a light detergent mix and it'll come right off.
Okay, so now you literally are going through the entire process you walk people through all the time. You're tearing your deck off.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm in the planning stage, and I haven't started the plan yet because my son just got it tore down, and we're trying to decide, are we going to make it one level? We have about a 12 by 18 or 20-foot area, five foot below the other deck.
All right.
Where are we going to put the stairs? What are we going to use this?
So it's below the other deck. Are you tearing the other one off too?
No, the other deck is staying. We haven't gotten to – that one's 5 foot in the air. This one was right on the ground. So.
Okay. Now, matching those colors up won't be any big problem?
No, you won't see it from up above or from out in front. So,
are you going to go with a white deck border for the top surface?
No, we're going to be going with a wood tone color. The house is all cedar color. We're going to stick with a lighter color.
Mm-hmm.
The darker colors, whether it's wood or composite, get hot.
Yes.
I mean, they're warm. I was at a vendor's yesterday out in their yard. I just touched some of the dark mahogany. It was hot.
Yeah.
A lighter cedar one. And I could hold my hand on it, so we're going to stick.
Especially if you have a southern exposure deck like I do. I made a mistake of staining mine a dark brown.
Ouch.
It looked good, but it gets hot, right?
You got to wear your sandals.
You had to run.
Even running
it hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we're out in Lowell. You know, we're barefoot most of the time.
I understand that. We're up in Conklin.
So as you're putting this deck together and you're thinking about your plan, some of the things you really need to think about is seating. Are you going to use patio furniture or are you going to build in seating?
Right.
Do you want planters on your deck or are you going to set pots of flowers and greens around? You know, are you in the sun or are you in the shade? Those are the kind of things that when somebody comes into your shop and they want you to help them design a deck, those are some of the things they've got to have in mind,
indeed.
Right?
Indeed. And this one is going to be more in the shade, so I could go with a darker color, but we're trying to determine if this is going to be where we put the grills. Mm-hmm. Do I want to walk down five steps from the other deck to my
grills? That's a very good point, Buzz, because it, in the planning stage, it doesn't seem like much of a deal, but think about when you're using the grill, okay? When I come down, I've got sauces, I've got rubs, I've got my tongs, and I've got my raw meat product. And balancing all of that, if I've got a long ways to go and up and down steps, could be troublesome. And the last thing you want to do, and I know if you're anything like me, it's happened before, you get stuff all cooked and you drop it on the way back to the kitchen. If you got too much maneuvering,
that's
you got to do.
That's the 10-second rule.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, in Lowell, it's 15 seconds.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's one of those things where that's another thing you need to consider when you're designing your grill is where you're going to put your deck, where you're going to put your grills, and what proximity they are to where you want to serve the food.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. It means it's a happy Saturday. WBBL 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11. We're talking with Buzz Holtvler from Standale Lumber, Standale Home Center, Standale Kitchen, Standale everything. You got
Standale, you got the house
covered, man.
We got you covered, top to bottom.
Can you help people out in Alto? Can you help people in Ionia?
We can help them in Ionia.
How about Greenville?
Greenville, Upper Peninsula, Michigan, Wisconsin.
You're going to get my juices flowing. Yeah. You know, speaking of Greenville, Phil Towers up there today, he has his big Thrill of the Grill going on, doesn't he?
Yeah, yep. They're doing a fundraiser for his church and school there in Greenville, and it's the Danish Festival up there. And as part of that, they're doing a Thrill of the Grill. Phil's our executive producer of the show. We had him on last week talking about this event. So
you got to love the Danes.
Yeah, right.
I've been to Denmark. They're probably the best-looking people in the world.
Yeah?
Seriously.
Cool. Yeah.
The blonde
but anyway,
hair, the blue
oh my
eyes.
Gosh.
Yes. Just like my grandchildren.
You're Dutch.
Bob, speaking of grilling, you've got a grilled green tomato recipe that you put together.
I got it from Dave Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got this Facebook page called like Thrill of the Grill or Grilling and Chilling or something like that. And it's really nice, and I've got a whole garden full of green tomatoes right now. They will not ripen up on me. I finally ate my first red one yesterday. But you take a couple green tomatoes, and I sliced them into nice, oh, I'm going to say 5/8 thick slices, 3/4 inch, just real nice kind of beefsteak looking. And I took some olive oil, and we'll post this on the website, but you put olive oil and cilantro. I picked some fresh cilantro out of the garden. And squeezed in 2 limes and put some pepper in there and some cayenne.
Ooh.
And then I basically marinated those slices and basted them a little bit. They won't marinate because they're so wet, but you basically lay them in there and you try and get them to absorb as much of that citrus as possible. You throw them on the grill. His recipe actually, I'd take it a little further because on the one I saw, he said grill it for 2 minutes indirect. I say you got to hit that baby with some heat for 3 minutes and real heat because those green tomatoes are dense and they don't want to soften up too easily. So you flip it over and you pour the rest of your marinade on that fresh seared part, and then you put some goat cheese on there.
Dad.
Not sheep cheese, Randy. You put some goat cheese on there, shut the lid, and let that melt a little bit, and you garnish it with some chopped green onions. I'm telling you, those things were good.
Sounds great.
Crazy looking. I mean, beautiful presentation.
How did you know they were done, Bob? I mean, what do you look for?
I didn't put a thermometer in them or anything.
I understand, but I've never done it, so I'm just trying to envision how I know when it's done.
That's why I'm saying go a little longer than the 2 minutes on indirect that his recipe calls for. I'd say go 3 minutes with some pretty good heat. I'd go high heat.
A little higher.
Yeah, because those green tomatoes are pretty hard.
Right. So was it a softer texture when you got
it
done?
It was pretty nice. I wish I would have cooked them a little longer.
Okay.
But the goat cheese with that lime and everything, dude, it was
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Who'd ever eat a green tomato? I brought them out on a platter and everybody's like, ooh, except my son Jordan.
Dad, what do you cook now?
Oh, it's green.
Yeah. It looks healthy. I'm not going to eat that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Jordan, good luck to the Lowell Red Arrows. Thursday they play Rockford. It's the first time we've been able to play Rockford. So go Red Arrows. Yeah, and WBBL is going to cover that. Is that right? Help us out here, bud.
Yeah, that is part of our opening weekend high school football coverage. Lowell and Rockford will be Thursday night right here on the station.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How about that? And we don't have to be here.
I know, but we might be out there tailgating.
I will definitely be there.
Yeah. We're gonna fire up the grill in the parking lot and have a little fun and support two of the West Michigan teams that have had a ton of success over the last few years. It's going to be kind of cool that they're all coming
together.
That
is going to be an enormous event. They've got restaurants coming in. I think they're going to have 12,000 to 15,000 people like they do for the East and for the Pink Arrow game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What a cool thing.
So, Buzz, let's get back to the deck a little bit. We're determining, you're in the middle of this process, and you're determining where you want to put your grills. What about water on the deck? Do you see a lot of people put running water out there, or is that not very common?
It's pretty common. People like to be able to hose the deck down when you're staying in a dark color and it gets too warm.
Yeah.
You got to hose the deck down.
Or spill your drink.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another consideration when you're building your deck. You know, you're going to build it, you got to wrap the deck around a hose bib that's coming right out of the house. How do you treat that, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yep. Oh. Exactly. But, it, you know, it's also helpful when you're cooking. There's always a mess. You're going to dribble something, and you want to wipe it up and get the sticky done and all that other stuff. So,
but it's
yeah.
the same deal when you're building a deck or you're building your storage barn, whatever it is. Build it bigger. Just
build it
go
bigger.
Big. I actually did a similar thing on mine. We have a little cement pond in the backyard. And
Ellie Mae.
Yeah, so our deck's pretty elevated. It's like 12 foot off the ground, and I had to like phase down decks to it. So in the middle one, in between the pool and the house, I bumped it out and I put my grill there. Well, I wish I would have made it even bigger. It works pretty nice, but shoot, now I'd like to have three or four of them right in one spot. As it is, there's a smoker down at the pool. That one's there. There's a couple up in the driveway
you
in the
get
garage.
Your exercise.
It just doesn't work. Yeah.
Yep. Well, once you think it's big enough, build it bigger.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, buy it once.
Exactly.
So we're talking with our friend Buzz here from Standale Home Center. What's the website address?
www.standalelumber.com or standaleinteriors.com.
Okay.
Tell us about the interiors business, because everybody probably has a pretty clear picture of what a lumber yard is and what you might have, but what about the interiors? Is it a furniture store? What is it?
Well, on the interior side, we can take you from concept to completion. They do all your flooring, ceramic tile,
of course, your lovely sister runs that side.
She's over there.
Yeah.
Have you met my sister?
I knew her before I knew you.
Yeah, but we have a complete drapery department, blinds. We've got a new product, the Inflector blind. It's a great product. Keeps out 80% of the heat, lets in the light, so you can keep your view and keep your cool. You don't have to close the blinds and lose your view. It's a brand new product to us. We'll be showing it out at the Hudsonville Fair this coming week.
Well, my first home was in Shawmut Hills, right on Carpenter, and I was at your lumberyard every Saturday
for two years.
That's why I'm going to be working longer in life, because so much money on the house.
Yeah. Thank you very little.
Yeah, didn't everybody when they're selling real estate these days. But, you know, that's cool. So you're going to get this deck designed. You're going to make your items on it. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about putting an awning over top of the deck and why you would want to do that and where you want it. Do you want a retractable one? And maybe one of these things called a pergola, too. That's another shade-creating item. We're going to talk a little bit about those, too, and see. So we're on the bottom. You know, we've talked about the deck. We're building up what we're going to put on and maybe look at something over the top. So,
yeah, what you said.
Yeah. Exactly. But coming up in the next segment, we've got our friend Dave Thomas, not from Wendy's. I think he's passed away, but Dave Thomas with a grilled watermelon recipe. He's one of our regular listeners. We found him his Facebook site as well, and we're going to talk a little bit about the cool stuff he's doing with watermelon. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Now the current's only pulling me down. It's getting it won't be too long and I'll be going under. Can you save me from this? Cause it's not my time.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.